Well, recent stories of vandalism and bomb threats against Jewish religious sites and organizations are part of a history of anti-Semitism. In the music world, one long-standing controversy involves a nearly 300-year-old symphonic work composed by the giant of classical music, Johann Sebastian Bach. St. John Passion is the subject of a lingering claim over the years that parts of the original work are anti-Semitic. As the Cleveland Orchestra prepares for a rare performance of the work, David C. Barnett from contributor WCPN IdeaStream explores its problematic past.
A Passion is a musical work composed for Good Friday church services for the purpose of illustrating the last days of Jesus Christ. As a prominent musician and composer based in Leipzig, Germany in the mid-18th century, Johann Sebastian Bach wrote numerous passions, but one of his most famous has been called anti-Semitic. Bach scholar Michael Morrison says many music lovers aren't even aware of it.
Many people nowadays don't know the Bible all that well, and very few outside of Germany know German, so they're not listening for the details of the story, they're just listening for the general magnificence of the piece.
And so they may miss the part where Roman Governor Pontius Pilate asks an angry Jewish crowd if he should set the recently arrested Jesus free. Bach has the mob shout, "Away with him! Crucify him!" Morrison says the St. John Passion is Bach's retelling of the biblical Gospel of St. John, which is even more controversial.
A key moment earlier in the Gospel is in John 8, where Jesus is depicted as saying that Jews are liars and killers by nature.
While Bach's language never gets that blunt, Jews are still cast as villains.
I think we have to make a distinction here between the person, Johann Sebastian Bach, and the genius, Johann Sebastian Bach.
Cleveland Orchestra music director Franz Welser-Möst says Bach and his work need to be seen in the context of life in Germany in the early 1700s.
And when you look at the history of Leipzig, it's very likely, and most historians agree on that, that Bach never met a Jew in his life.
Case Western Reserve University music scholar David Rothenberg says there are numerous examples of anti-Semitism in Western classical music, Richard Wagner being one of the most prominent.
He did not like Jews. He didn't like what they did to music, and we have writings of his, you know, penned under his name about this. And it's problematic because he wrote this music, which is in many ways great. He was a great dramatic musician.
In advance of this weekend's concerts, the Cleveland Orchestra organized a panel discussion about the issues raised by the St. John Passion. Rabbi Roger Klein of Cleveland's Temple Tefereth Israel suggests that such conversations can help modern audiences balance the musical beauty with the sometimes troubling text.
The piece itself tells us the truth, the greatness and glory of the truth of our world, and the deep and intractable problems. So we count upon our artist to tell us the way things are and not to cover over the parts of the truth which seem problematic to us.
The Cleveland Orchestra's Franz Welser-Möst says he's grown up with a problematic truth that can't be covered up, and that experience has reinforced his belief that we must confront and talk about art that reflects some of humanity's darker impulses.
Having had the Holocaust, where also my home country, Austria, has played a big part, that's baggage we won't get rid of. But it cannot mean that we automatically, out of politically very understandable reasons, we discard great art.
The Cleveland Orchestra continues the cultural conversation this weekend. It will be the first time the orchestra has played the St. John Passion in more than 30 years. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.